Yo, 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 welcome to the Lawn Care Power Moves live show number 92. Let's go. I am excited. It is the first week of mowing and we are going to have some fun today with an open discussion talking to everyone. It is like International Mowing Week, first week of mowing. I don't know how I was supposed to say that. International First Week of Mowing Week. International First Week of Mowing. I guess that's what it is. I don't know, but it's going to be fun today. I don't know where Cedric's at, but when he gets in here, we will get started. Let's go. My boy Ryan Allen with Allen Bros Lawn Maintenance is in here. My boy Pablo with Black Sheep Lawn Maintenance is in here. Ron's Lawn Maintenance, how are you? M Spice, what's going on? We got Rough Cut Lawn Care in here. My boy Hugh with Property Lawn Maintenance. Ken with the Showcase Lawn has entered the building. Jones Lawns is in here. What's going on? Patriots Lawns. That's my boy Rory. DR Services, my boy Rick has entered the building. 5D Landscaping, what is going on? Alex Gill, how you doing? MVP Lawn Care, what is up? It says Mo and Go Lawn Care 317. How are you? Quinix, how are you? Quinix to me. Landscaping has joined the building. How's everyone doing? TM Landscaping, the 19-year-old Savage is here. My boy Seeds Landscaping, aka the LBC OG, has entered the building. What's going on, Marcus Tate? How are you, Brightstone Lawns? What is going on, everyone? Still Cuts the Best has finally got here. We are going to have some fun today talking about the first week of mowing, and I will get my boy Cedric in here real quick. So, you know, I got to be quiet for a second. Ricky's Pro Lawn Service just got here. My boy Perry, Yellow Dog Lawn Care Services, he just got here. D-Mac, that's my cousin. He's basically my cousin. We got the same last name, for goodness sakes. All right, he has entered the building. How's everyone doing? Let me know down in the comments where you're checking in from. And now I gotta be quiet so my boy Cedric can get in here. Let's go.
You are now listening to the Lawn Care Power Moves podcast with Matt and Steel.
Of a winter, so glowing through the winter, spring, summer, fall, got it all, yeah, something to fall. I go hard in the pain, I used to watch it dry, sitting through some dribble times, fighting battles in my mind. Pain on my...
I respect all of the people that watch it here live. There he is. Today he got a hat on. Thank goodness. And it's a
all right. Toro hat. Hold on. I can't see you. I can't see you. I'm leaving. I'll come right back.
I want to know where he got that Toro hat from, because that hat is fire. But go ahead, get out of here and get back in here. What's going on, DG Landscaping? How are you? Rock 91, DK Lawn Services. What's going on? Houston, he just got home from California Disneyland. California Disneyland. Is that any different than the Disney World down in Orlando? Let me know down in the comments. And if you're a podcast listener, let me know at Mac_Landscaping412 on the IG, like we are right now on the live show. Hawksland Lawn Service LLC from Chicago has just entered the building. Come on, Still Cuts the Best. IG got to get their stuff together, man. You guys, it's very, very different. Well, anyone know what's different about it? Can you see me now, Cedric?
Yes, thankfully.
Yeah, this is the OG Calidocious mug right here. This is my daughter. Oh, that was the last time I played in a basketball game that had an actual referee. It was an alumni game. I know you can't see podcast listeners, but your boy could hoop. But this was a couple weeks after I got cleared from surgery, so I was out of shape. And I wasn't very good, and I was 37 or something like that. But my daughter made me this cup for Christmas because she knew it would make me tear up. It's his number one dad. This is why I'm always drinking out of it. But listen, man, LBC, my boy Lone Wolf Landscaping is in here. Phil Source, Ohio. This boy Cedric is typing a mile a minute right now, like I'm talking. What's going on down these property services, Kenny's Lawn Service? There's a lot of people in here today, Sam. What is going on with you, bro? How you doing?
Doing good, man. Sorry, I was trying to promote the live show, so I went and posted it over in the Columbus Lawn and Landscaping Business Owners Group. For anybody that might be sitting around doing absolutely nothing, So I went ahead and made a post over there to try to let people know that we are live this evening. So, but no, man, all is good this way, brother. All is good this way. It's one of them crappy weather days, but you know, how's it going with you, man?
It's going, but let's hurry up and get into these weekly recaps, because today it's just, we're going to have an open discussion. It's the first week of mowing. I'm excited, if you cannot tell. Your boy's energy is on like 1,000 right now. My ADHD is going all over the place, and I'm about to be all over the place. So we want to get some people in here and talk about it, because it's exciting, exciting, exciting time. In case you don't know, this is International First Day or Week of Mowing. Week.
International.
Yeah, I couldn't really get that down. I don't know, but April 1st seems to be the time when everyone is about to light up them grass cutting go-karts and get back to hopefully weekly mowing. I know it's bi-weekly in some places, even tri-weekly, but here for me in Pennsylvania, Western Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh, Monroeville to be exact, we are weekly only, sad discharge only. But I want to talk a lot about mowing today. I am excited, to say the least. So, Cedric, before we go any further, let's get these weekly recaps out of the way, bro. What's going on with you this week?
So mine are very unentertaining. I have not been on my mower at all this week because we have been getting hammered. You know, I don't mow on Monday. So Monday was, for those I don't know, Monday is the day I do lawn treatments. And then if I have any landscaping, we'll do it on Monday. Not only was there a little bit of rain on Monday, but that caused a little bit of issue. But man, Tuesday, we got hammered with those big storms that kind of came through the Midwest and hit, I guess PA and everything else yesterday evening, man. And it's been raining all today. And then over the past few days, man, it's just been extremely wet. Even on my own property, man, I can't even get into my backyard without just walking through puddles. So my backyard has never puddled that I can remember. And there's probably like 3 inches of water still sitting in my backyard. So everything is soggy, wet here. And I'm not trying to put the multi-force out there and on any lawns to, let alone get it stuck, but have to come back and have to do damage repair and stuff like that from redding up the lawn. So no lawns have been cut yet, man. Hopefully things kind of dry up here for the next few days. It's supposed to snow tomorrow and snow on Friday, or at least have flurries. So it's a rough week, man. My first week of mowing looks like it's going to be starting next week, because everything else that's been going on this week has been highly tore up in terms of rain, man. Just ridiculous amount of rain. I don't think I remember it being this bad in quite a while. I think there was a point, I don't know if it was last season or season before last, where it did rain for like 6 or 7 days straight. And this is kind of coming close to that, man. So hopefully it gets dried up soon, but it leaves opportunity to be able to get other things done. So been working on things around the shop. Unfortunately, it kind of leaves a little bit of time for too much brainstorming. And when you get too much brainstorming going on, it really turns into, I want to buy this, I want to buy that. So I've been looking at redoing my workshop desk or my workshop table, and then doing like the metal pegboard behind the workbench. So haven't invested any money in yet, but have been making the plans to actually rebuild my work desk there in the shop. So, but besides that, man, I got a chance to try out my new blade grinder. That thing is truly ridiculous. And I found out how badly I've been freehanding. You're supposed to keep your blades, at least for us with the straight high lift blades or with the regular mulching blades, is that you're supposed to cut it out of, keep it sharpened at a 30 degree angle. And I'm up here running it through the Magnematic 8200, and I'm pulling it through. I'm like, golly, it's all off. There's parts I don't even get hit yet because that's how bad I've been freehanding it, bro. So getting that stuff together. I see my boy Lone Wolf down here is kind of spoiling the picture about an upcoming mower I got. Coming. Sean, I do not have the mower in my possession as of yet. It is finishing up some things, but I did get the power shoot blocker in for it. That came in today, and UPS beat the crap out of that box. You would think that they just took the shoot blocker and just threw it off in the back of the truck. It is, as a matter of fact, here, I'll show you real quick. I'll flip this around. so y'all can see this box. Look at this box. This is how my shoot blocker came to my house, bro, from UPS. Like, what in the world are y'all doing, bro? So, yeah, thankfully nothing was jacked up on terms of that. But yeah, when that mower gets here, probably here with the next week or two, I'll go and get that shoot blocker put on, and I'll be able to get my own kind of viewpoint on the power shoot by Power Design to see if this is kind of the way to go. You know, I run grass flap on my multi-force, but I may be making some changes. But my grass flap has been reliable, man. It's been really reliable in terms of being able to kick that flap open and close on my mower. So, but this looks like it'll be a little bit of a different way of going, being able to control it more fine-tuned without having to stay on it or off of it the whole time. So, but yeah, there's that, man. That's how the week's been going so far, man. Like I said, looking for dry days and don't know when they're coming. What about you, man? How's the week been loading up so far?
Before we get to my week, hey, I just want to say, listen, anytime something great happens to you, LBC, we got someone new in here today. Congrats to DG Landscaping 613, who paid off their lawnmower this month. So shout out to DG Landscaping 613. Listen, anytime that you win in life, no matter what it is, bro, come here, celebrate. Let us celebrate you. Let us celebrate those victories with you, because whenever one of us wins, we all win. And that's exactly what this show is about. It is to hear about people's real life experiences, like why I share mine, like Cedric shares his. So DG Landscaping 613, congratulations, my friend. Let's keep it going, bro. Keep it going. Keep it going. The LBC is here to support you. And we are here to support one another, man. So let's go. Congratulations on paying off your new mower, or however old your mower is. Congratulations on paying that thing off. No more payments, bruh. No more payments. Let's go. I appreciate that, man. Thanks for sharing. Thank you for sharing that. That just amped me up even more, because I always say this is the best time. If you're going, if you have customers from last year and you set yourself up professionally, right, and you have the same, like you got your customers again, like I said, from last year, and you know you have those ones locked in already. Well, how can you do those more efficiently? It might be to buy a mower. Now, if you have to finance that mower, there's no better time than right at the beginning of the season, because now you have the whole season. I always advocate for trying to pay a lawnmower off the same year you get it. That's what I try to do. That is what I have done for the mowers that I have bought. I just paid them off within that same year just to get them off my book. So anytime and I try to stay as debt-free as I can, as I possibly can in my business, besides my truck, everyone knows that. Everything else is paid off. So anytime someone has a win in their life, I'm so thrilled and happy to share it with the LBC who's watching live and the world, because we are kind of worldwide now, said. If you go look at those analytics, that's kind of cool. We're getting seen in a whole lot of countries. So it's cool, man. Congratulations, DG Landscaping 613. Woo, 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 woo. Clapping emojis. Let's go. I wish I had the horns, because I would have gave him the horns, but unfortunately, we don't have that. Now, to my weekly recap, we haven't done anything. It's been a torrential downpour, like a monsoon even, for three straight days, and it's gonna rain and maybe even snow tomorrow, and then rain some more on Friday. So this whole week is basically a washout for me, but it has given me time to, now my wife and I are remodeling our bathroom. So we had to, put new stuff on the walls, take some stuff off. What is it called? Putty or whatever? Drywall, you know, that type of stuff. We had to do that. I had to put some new floors in, obviously. So we had to lay some floor down in the bathroom. We got a new toilet, a new sink. And what I've been saying is my wife and I over the last 8 years have been transitioning our house, because the people who we purchased our house from, they lived here for like 27 years. So everything was made and conditioned over their 27 years, which is the cool thing about being a homeowner, is you get to just change things however you want, right? So they had it how they wanted it. And over the last 8 years, we had spackle. That's okay. That's what my man sees landscaping, the spackle. That's what he's that's what it's called. But anyway, we've been slowly transitioning. So we added a room to the house. We've taken out walls. We've insulated walls. I redid the garage floor. I put new floors throughout the entire house, new baseboards, all of that. And our upstairs bathroom and our upstairs hallway was like the last areas that needed done. So we were trying to get those last mulch jobs done before the beginning of April. So the last week, my wife, she was off because she got a new job. So she left one. She had a week off and then she went to a new job. So shout out to the wife who's continues to kill it as we continue to try and kill it here in our small business. But and during that week, she was like, we could get some stuff done here, you know? So how she always handles that is because I'll just look at it. And I'll never actually get started on it.
Yeah.
Because I'll get started on some other stuff. It's just the ADHD thing. My wife knows now when she wants something done, hey, just rip the floor up or put the paint on the wall. And now we have
it inconvenient for you.
Yeah. Because then and she's really like, she's really been good at helping me to like really stay focused.
Yeah.
A lot. Like, I'm not making it sound like it's a disability, but I struggle with this type of stuff. So anyway, but just getting like lists together for me. But when she put that paint on the wall, she just rips the floor up. It's like, oh yeah, it's on and cracking. Or in this case, she just went and started buying stuff.
Okay.
She went and bought a new sink. She went and bought new lights. Like, she already went and got the stuff, or it was getting ordered and delivered from Amazon already. So it was like she got it, had that coincide with her week transition. But that also was the last week of me trying to get all of these jobs done so we could do a big invoice at the end of the month for all of these commercial mulch jobs that we just did. Because obviously, you know, we need to get that fettuccine Alfredo in our pockets as soon as possible when jobs are done, right? So we were trying to get those jobs done and I couldn't really take off, and you know what I mean? So now she started her job or her career. She started her new position and a new place that she's at, and it just happened to rain the whole week. So it's like God allowed me to get the stuff done that I needed to get done so that we could get this invoice and stuff done, but then also so that we can make sure that my wife gets her the stuff that she wanted to get done in the house done. We just gonna give you some rain because I always say, like, I don't do this for just the money. We need the money.
Yeah.
But I do this so I could be with my family.
Yeah.
Like, literally. So my wife need me to do something, but because I need to get this money, I couldn't do it. But then God's like, all right, so the money will be coming now. We could take this week off, bro. Unfortunately, it affected all of my other lawn care brothers and sisters who were out there. So if I ain't trying to say I'm special, but I'm just speaking from my own perspective, right? This was just like
made the best of a bad situation.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, all right, you go ahead and get that done so that this week you ain't going to be upset that you didn't get to get that stuff done, if that makes sense. And now I get to make my wife happy by getting our house done, which is only, in the grand scheme of things, adding value to my house, right? So that's what my week has been. And then also responding to estimate requests with my emails. We've been able to stay up on that with them email templates. And if you need some email templates to get back to customers quickly or to let customers know that you can't take them on, you can download these email templates. They're free. Sed will have them down in the show notes because you know Sed's our producer, right? He'll have them down in the show notes for you. And if you're live and you're watching this live, you can go to my IG link tree and you can download them there, or also on my YouTube channel. They're posted on the descriptions on all the videos there. But that's what we've been doing, man. This whole week has been a washout. And lastly, because winning in life is everything, not just money, not just spirituality, but it's also your health and everything. My wife, as a reward to our family, because she upgraded her job, we are continuing to upgrade our little business and then upgrade our life as that happens. We decided to get a home gym. We want to work out. We haven't been able to because of the friction. I always said, be like Amazon, right? Swipe to the right, boom, it's done. There was no swipe to the right when it came to going to the gym for me. So I always had to deal with either driving there, getting up early in the morning, dealing with weather, not feeling like it, whatever the case may be, so I wouldn't go. My wife also wouldn't go. I wanted to work out with my daughter. It was the drive to get there, the 15 to 20 minute drive to get to and from the gym, that was stopping everything. So my wife was like, all right, we want to work out. Let's take the initiative and just bring the gym to the house. Now, most people, how I grew up, you just go buy a weight bench. You know, the archaic way of lifting, go buy a weight bench, which takes up a whole lot of space. Maybe buy a big old treadmill. They take up a whole lot of space. And it costs a lot of money as well. Well, what we did cost money as well, but that's besides the point. But anyway, I wanted to take the friction out of it so that we could work out. Corey Ballard shouldn't be the only person walking around here looking like a G.I. Joe. All right? I'm a beast too, you know, and y'all gonna see when we get to Equip Expo in October, y'all gonna get to see, because I'm gonna be walking around here, traps big and everything. I'm telling y'all, big old traps like this. Might not have a neck no more.
Oh,
big
gosh.
Vein out my, big veins out the sides of my neck like this.
How you expect to hold a trimmer with no neck?
I don't know. I got the Darwin's grip. The Darwin's grip. Shout out to the Darwin's grip.
You can't flip an intro.
Yeah, so what we did was we have been going back and forth on this for a minute, but this thing called the Tonal, it's the Tonal Home Gym. I guess LeBron James sponsored it. As soon as she told me about it, a commercial the very next second came on.
Yeah.
On TV. Like, we were watching something and the ad came on, and it was ad from LeBron with the Tonal, and everyone knows how I love LeBron. So when I say, I'm like, if LeBron backs it, I got influenced, I guess. But figure. But anyway, it is what it is. The thing is absolutely incredible. Bro, I'm gonna do a video on this thing, because I'm gonna make it a part of like my YouTube thing, because our health is very important. Like, not just because of the physical stuff, but you know, your cardiovascular stuff, just how you feel in the morning, the aches and pains that are gonna come along with the physical labor that we do, no matter what you do out here in the green industry. It's just, we're not like football players, not even like basketball players, but we are athletes, so to speak. You're doing something with your body. It takes muscle memory to do all of these things, man. And so at the end of the day, you got to be taking care and putting your armor on, if that makes sense. You got to build your muscles up. We doing heads trimming a lot. You got to get those shoulders strong, you know. You're picking things up all the time.
I will. So, tell you, man, I think one thing that we all need to be doing is two things. One, we need to be drinking a lot more water than what we're already drinking. So if you're already in that gang of folks that are killing water, crushing water every day, you know, great job to you, man. But I know, at least for myself, man, I got to do a lot better in terms of drinking water. I'm just more of it and consistently throughout the day. And the other thing I got to do, which I know probably most of us are not doing, is stretching. Getting up in age, bro, you know, getting ready to be 40. I know you are 40 already. And I know a lot of guys in LBC are there or almost there. Stretching is a big part of it, man. It's just getting parts of your body that's tight and things like that. If you get your stretch on, you spend probably like 15 minutes a day stretching, you would be so much better. And I'm going to be so much better because I'm committing myself to doing it every day. You're going to feel so much better just getting out there and working, because if you don't do that, at the end of the day, man, everything's going to be tight. And if you try to go to sleep and just take a shower and stuff like that, that isn't always going to be enough, man. You got to get the blood moving and stretched out within your body. So those are two things I'm committing to for sure for this upcoming season. Now, I'm getting my exercise and things on like that. Still working on getting up in the morning. I got that friction like you're mentioning, but getting up early enough in the morning to go hit the gym. But I know one thing I can do, or two things I can do, is drink more water and stretch, because I don't have to go anywhere to do that. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's about to be fun. I don't know about you guys, but like I said, I'm on 1,000 because I am excited. Unfortunately, my parade got rained on. Mother Nature is always up to her old tricks. She's either making it be warm when it's supposed to snow and we're supposed to get the white gold money, right? Or she make it rain when we're supposed to get this grass growing money. And my grass is high,
I know what happened, man. We jinxed ourselves. We cleaned the mowers for the 2024 When in Life Lawn Care Setup hosted by Mac Landscape and Lawn Care. We cleaned the mowers. The wheels were nice and shiny. We cleaned the trailers. And then it rained. So that means we couldn't get the if we left the mowers dirty, we probably would have been out cutting this whole week, man. We jinxed ourselves on this one.
It's a dirty game out here, bro. I would rather my mowers be dirty than be in my trailer right now, super clean,
right?
Because that's where right. They are. They're right. There like, come on, bro. We've been lying dormant. It's time to wake up. It's time to wake up, man. Get these engines revved. You know, Todder said they got 8 inches of snow in Wisconsin today. You know what's crazy? When I went on vacation with my wife to Jamaica, bro, there was we went to this hibachi place, like any all-inclusive.
You went to a hibachi place at a resort?
Yeah.
Okay, well, almost, interesting. Okay.
Every resort that I've ever been to, they all have hibachi places. So we always go because we like the hibachi, bro. I like that onion volcano. It's always cool.
Okay.
And like here, it's one thing, but when you go to these other countries and the people who work there are the locals. They live on whatever island that you're at. They have the most enthusiasm. They're so funny because they know they're not going to see these people anymore. Like next year when you come, you're going to go to a different resort. Some people have timeshares or whatever. I don't know. But you're going to go to a different resort. So they get to just be whatever. And that's why people go to these resorts and act the fool. But we was at the hibachi place and there almost our whole table was people from Wisconsin.
Wow.
The whole table, bro. They were so loud. Like, it was I don't mean like in an unfun way. It was so fun. Like, and then I'm going to have to put this up. I think, bro, there was some other people that was at another hibachi table and there was 20 people at our table. So there was 20 people at our 20 people at another one, 20 people at another one. There was 4 of them in there. And each one of them was packed out. But one was like this girl's bachelorette party. And she was with a whole bunch of females. They were 20 deep and they were singing these songs. And the whole entire place was singing. I think Return of the Mac was actually one of the songs.
They were singing Return of the Mac?
Bruh. Yes, and the hibachi people, they was making beats and stuff, and there was this young kid, I can't remember what his name was, he looked like he was 17 years old, he was rapping, and it was unreal, bro, so fun, but Wisconsin people, that's what brought that story up, man, the people from Wisconsin was so loud. I think maybe they had a football bowl game, maybe, or something, okay. I can't remember exactly, it was February, so, no, New Year's Day. It was already over. It was a basketball game. Maybe it was the whatever Wisconsin. Are they in the Big Ten? The Big Ten basketball tournament, maybe?
That'll be it. It's in Indianapolis, essentially.
Yeah, I don't know. They were watching that, but they were so loud, man. It was such a good time. It was such a good time. But we listen, man. The first week of mowing gets me geeked up. It gets me geeked up for a lot of reasons. The main reason is, it's my most favorite thing to do. I like to ride the grass cutting go-karts more than anything else in the entire green industry. Soon as I was able to do that, like it was one thing when I first started mowing. So if you're push mowing right now, I'm telling you, just keep going. Just keep pushing those mowers, bro. Because at the end of the day, when you get to the zero turn, or maybe it's a walk behind with a sulky, but when you get to the part where like all you use is your hands now to go forward, backwards, whatever, you start to see that your times decrease, which means your profits will go up as long as you have you're pricing yourself right. And literally I just get to think and have, and just think of everything. I used to think when I first got the zero turn, it was like before I was thinking about how tired I was, how sweaty I was, you know, the rock that just shot into my shin or whatever. I was always thinking about the pain, that went along with what I was currently doing, the bricks that I had to move out of people's yards, my back hurting because I had to carry this 21-inch push mower up people's steps and all of that, bro. Like, that would be the stuff that I will always be thinking about. When I got to the zero turns, I really quickly realized I'm no longer carrying a push mower up anyone's steps for any reason, no matter what. I don't give a damn if the house is right next door. I ain't doing that no more. Number two, it took so much pain away. Yeah, my hands got stronger, but my legs weren't hurting as much. My knees weren't hurting as much. My, you know, my back, I wasn't as tired. I could do more. I could go harder, longer. You know what I'm saying? So when I got to the zero turn, that's when my brain started to sort of switch. And I stopped thinking about negative things. And because I was having so much fun on the grass cutting go-kart, I could only think about positive things. Just like the red car theory, I've talked about that on here before, Cedric, right? When you're looking for whatever you're looking for, that's what you find. And so when you got your mind fixated on something like negative things, you're going to get negative back. Soon as I got on those lawnmowers, my brain changed that, and I started to think about what could my life be? Because I was taking an hour and 20 minutes to do this yard with this 21-inch push mower, but now it takes 12 minutes. And I was charging 35 when it was taking me an hour and 20 minutes to do this yard. Now it's taking me 12 minutes and I'm charging 60. So my brain started to change and I started to see infinite possibilities that a little grass cutting business could do, what that could accomplish for me.
So what I want to know, man, and if you're here in the LBC chat on here on the live show, I want to know, what tool did you acquire that changed the way that you did something before that you hated? What was that tool? Was it your zero turn or your ride on mower or whatever it is? What was it that you had acquired or purchased that changed the way you felt about what you were doing? For me, man, I would say, you know, definitely with the mower stepping it up, but I can remember the first time I did a corner lot with a half moon edger edging the sidewalks. So I didn't have a stick edge or anything like that. And I know this client to this day. She is a former client of mine. Her husband was a truck driver. Now he's home more. So they took over cutting grass and things like that. And their kids are a little bit older and took over cutting the grass. But they were one of my first clients ever, literally for the first year and then half of my second year. But man, they lived on this corner lot. And the first time I did their edging on their sidewalks, man, the grass was like, you know, 3-4 inches over. And their sidewalk from with them being on a corner lot was probably like 150, 200 feet, bro. And doing that, you know, half moon edger, digging down, cutting into the sidewalk, you know, and then you pull that out and then you got to bag all that stuff up, man. I think I walked away with probably like 10 or 12 bags of edging because that's how much it was. And just doing all that with a half moon edger, beating the body up, bruh. And the first time I got a actual machine edger, a mechanical edger to go ahead and do that for me on the next house, I was kind of similar to like that. It made my life so much easier. I was happier to do these things because that's a premium service, man. You know, not everyone is out there edging. And that's exactly why, you know, a lot of guys don't have stick edgers. So for you to be able to offer that service as a premium and then not hate it anymore because you got a way of doing it much, much faster, bruh, that was that moment for me when I was like, all right, this is going to make me happier. But also, like you said, moving into that zero turn or that standard mower or that walk behind, whatever it may be, man, when you get that first jump out of literally pushing a 20-inch or 30-inch walk behind mower, bro, it's like, yeah. And for those that may be thinking, you know, we said this before, but if someone's listening that aren't aware, just because you move into a bigger mower or commercial mower and you're doing the job faster does not mean you lower your price. You honestly increase your price with it as well because you're being more efficient. You're providing a better quality product.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, real quick, before we go on, listen, I want to get some of you in here. I want to know, Cedric, that was a great, I love that you just brought that up because what we could do is, after I say what I'm about to say, We can start bringing people in. We'll do like 5 minutes with you. Let us know what was the game changer for you so that people who hear this, they can have some things to aspire to have. All right. We want people to always be thinking about what they could be. All right. Because in order to be whatever you want, that thing that you see in your mind that you could be, you got to know what some steps are. You got to see sometimes like some people who did it before you, like there would not be a Michael Jordan without a Dr. J. So I want to know, like, what is the thing that was the game changer for you? But before we get to the first person in here, hey, listen, if you want to let us know, hit the request button down here and let us know so I can start bringing you in. We can do 5 minutes with you and we'll see how long this goes, man. I'm going to have some fun with, we want to have some fun tonight. But real quick, I told you, if you have a win, come celebrate it. Let us put it on display. You put it on display for our whole lawn care green industry community here on the Lawn Care Power Moves live show here. But Lawn Vibes got his first after 4 years of push mowing. He got his first grass cutting go-kart. So just like my boy Hawk said, man, welcome to the grass cutting go-kart community. Every time someone gets a grass cutting go-kart, hey, we want to celebrate them here because we know if you get a grass cutting go-kart, man, the chances of you staying in the lawn maintenance game drastically increases. It increases a lot because your pain goes down a lot. But no, we got someone who is requesting to come in. So my boy Hawks, Jay Hawk with Hawks Lawn Service, is the first to enter the fray. Let's get him in here real quick. Let's go. I'm excited, man. This first week of mowing gets me geeked up. What's going on, homie?
Yo.
How are you? Live from Chicago.
Yes, sir. Getting the snow out here, dude.
No.
Crazy.
Wow. You crazy. Do snow?
Yeah, of course.
All right.
We got to tap in the hall, Marcus, man. We can't leave nothing on the floor.
Yeah, well, hey, for anyone who doesn't know who you are, let them know your name, name of your business. And I just told him you're from Chicago. And what do you specialize in?
All right. So my name is Jonathan Hawkins. Everybody call me Hawk from Hawks Lawn Service, LLC here in Chicago, Illinois. We mainly just do maintenance, property maintenance, gutter cleaning, tree trimming, bush trimming. We're in the lawns all day like you guys. So just, man, ready to get going, dude. This was supposed to be our first week, but, man, we got rained out all week long, dude. It's just horrible right now.
Hey, bro. That's how I feel, too. I want to get out there so bad and light this grass cutting go-kart up and smell that fresh grass. But
yeah, tell me about it.
I've seen that you mentioned down in the comments what your game changer was, but what was the thing that was the game changer for you when you figured out that this thing is going to work?
Man, like I said, it was just betting on myself, dude. Like, I ran the rat race for, I want to say, like 7 years, dude. I was a manager at Ford Motor Company for a while. Left there, went to Nissan as a manager, and then Ford wanted me back. So it was just juggling, trying to juggle, right? Not being confident in myself, which, you know, starting a business is rough. We all know that. But we waste so much time. Well, I wasted so much time putting my efforts into somebody else's dream, right? And it took me betting on myself and getting out here and actually being in the field to see and like, man, dude, all this time and energy I was wasting there, I could have been putting that into my own. And once I started doing that, dude, things just start changing, doors start opening up, man. And it was one of the best moves I ever made, you know?
I love that, man, because I listen to so many different speakers and just different successful people. And one of my favorite people is, despite what Cat Williams thinks, is Steve Harvey. Just to hear him talk, because he has accomplished a lot in his career. And he says, exactly, you cannot be afraid when you see people soaring past and you wondering how are they getting a new car every year or every other year. And it's because they jumped into their purpose and they jumped and they bet on themselves. Like I talked about Joe Flacco with my boy Seeds Landscaping a couple weeks ago. But when you bet on yourself, everything feels so great when it works
out. You know, definitely, I mean? Especially when the odds are against you, man, when everybody else is saying, oh, man, why did you leave that job to do this? Is that going to be enough? But when you know your capabilities, man, like you're not going to work harder for someone else than you're going to work harder for yourself. You know what I'm saying? So once you put that energy into you, man, and going to these different events, like, you know, the Launchpreneur Academy, you know, just linking up with individuals like you, getting your name out there. You know, I'm in Chicago. You guys are way on the East Coast, but, you know, we still rap and we still go over things like we're right in the next town. You know what I'm saying? Getting out here and bouncing ideas off each other, tuning into podcasts like these, you know, getting different information and stuff like that, man. It's a game changer, right? We're in a time now. I call it the microwave era, right? Because we have access to so much, you know, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, you know, these different media waves that can put us and push us to the next level. We just have to open up and tap into those resources, you know?
Yep. And a lot of times people, for whatever reason, we might have a cynical heart because of how we grew up. Mm-hmm. Maybe people that have been around us that seem like they were genuine weren't really genuine. And so then we take that into our adult life, in which, and what I've realized is this, it's so much more about relationship and being around people who think the way that you think, in positive ways, never in negative ways, but in positive ways. And when I met you at LAL and you were on one of my videos, right. I was totally captivated by our conversation, because it's like, I talked a lot about the Belgian horses, and you can just feel it when you get around someone else who feels that same type of way. And especially when it's in person, it's like people have a gravitational pull. Mm-hmm. And it's like God is going to put you in a position where you need to be so you can talk to that person. You just got to be willing to do the work.
True.
Because faith without work is dead. And so sometimes you just got to have faith that no matter what, when I go to this place, I'm going to make the best of my opportunity.
Yep.
It might only be talking to one person. You know what I mean? But when you get to hear from so many different people from so many different walks of life, no matter what color they are, what sex they are, what they believe in, it doesn't matter. You get to hear a perspective and then you be like, yeah, I know I could do it because that dude could do it. Because you see me, I'm a little small dude. If I could do something, anybody could do it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like anybody could do this thing. But yeah, man, I'm geeked up, bro. I'm happy that we got you on, because you graced one of the things. You just got good energy, bro.
Man, I love it, dude. That's what, like you said, man. When you have that gravitational force, man, it's unstoppable, bro. You know, and when we center ourselves, like I said, around that energy, like here with the podcast and stuff like that, dude, it's nothing but success that can come from it, man. You know, and I appreciate you guys, man, for real. Like, this podcast is definitely a game changer, bro. Definitely. It gives us an opportunity to link in with one another. Some of the people, you know, that we see on Instagram, you know, we might see a like of a post or something like that. This here gives us an opportunity to put a face with that, you know, and actually give us an opportunity to chime in versus just hitting the like button, you know. So, yeah, man, I appreciate you guys.
This makes it more fun. I said to Sad, and I said to everyone last week, I'll be looking forward to this, because it's like, I'll be wanting to talk about what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. But people around me don't want to hear it. My wife listened to it, you know what I mean? Yeah. But she think about whatever she want to think about. She don't want to hear about this. So when we get to come here, or I get to go to a social event and I'm like, bruh, this is my time, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so every Wednesday, getting to come in and talk on here, talk with you or Sad, talk with the LBC and have different people in here. Because at the end of the day, the more examples that you get to see, right? That's what I like so much about Dave Ramsey. And that's why I want to talk more with the people from the LBC and the people who come in and to watch the shows, because the more we get to hear from other people, perspective, the more we gain, because wisdom is growing from other people's mistakes.
True indeed.
That's why I like to talk about stuff.
Yeah.
Because that way you don't got to make the same mistake, or maybe I don't have to make the same mistake. But when I used to listen to Dave Ramsey, a lot of the thing you listen to Dave Ramsey, he's the expert. Right. I can't even relate to Dave, but I can relate to almost every single person that calls into his show.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
we're a little different because everyone can relate to what we're doing. We're all doing the same stuff. So, yeah.
Man, you just touched on the key point too, bro. Like, I want to highlight too, like, when we see each, when we see the Instagram posts and things like that, a lot of times we don't see the downfalls, right? We don't see the mishaps and, you know, the imperfections, right? But when we're here and we're talking about, that gives us a chance to, like you said, put it out there and give others a chance to learn from our mistakes, right? The things that we did that put us in that rut, right? And the things when we get to that crossroad, hey, make that right instead of making that left, you could, you know, progress a little bit faster, you know? So, man, like I said, again, bro, I greatly appreciate you. My hat's off to you guys, man. Keep doing everything that you guys are doing, bro, because it's definitely beneficial to the community, man.
Thank yes. Sure. So let me ask you a question. So you talked about, you know, friends and family being concerned about what it's like for you to make the jump into the green industry. What do you think is one of those misconceptions about the green industry that you knew the truth about, but they didn't have a clue?
The fact that we're going to have delayed gratification, right? So a lot of people look at it like, oh, man, that's a booming industry. You can become a millionaire. Da, 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 da. But they don't understand that the first 2 to 3 years that you're doing it and you're fully committed to it, you're really just reinvesting into the company. You know, the money that's coming in, you're paying gas. You're paying, you know, weed whacker string. You're going out buying replacement tires and, you know, fixing flats and changing oil and, you know, all of those things that go along with running a business. People don't expect those things, right? But when we're actually in there and we're doing it and we're hands-on with it and we got all of these receipts laying around everywhere from all of the stuff that we're buying, you know, it makes sense to us, but it doesn't make sense to the people on the outside, you know, that's looking in. So, hey, man, just like I said, bro, anybody that's doing this, that's seeing this, man, just stick with it, bro. The delayed gratification is real, right? You're going to have some of those nights to where as if, hey, bills are going to be short. It's the truth, right? You got to look at that, right? It's going to happen. It's very few of us that has had an overnight success story with this, right? So just know that coming into it, you're going to have some ups and you're going to have some downs. So just be prepared for it. Save, and save.
I love it. I love it. Well, I was going to say, I want to get another person in here. Now I don't want to cut you short, but I was going to ask you, what is some advice? Because we are right at the beginning of the season. Mm-hmm. So this is, it's not only is it the best time to get a new mower or piece of equipment so that you can make sure it's paid off, but it's also the best time to start right now. This is like, this is the time. So if anyone was going to start and they're sitting on the fence, what is some advice you would give them to start their business off?
Get the HELL off the fence. Do it. But when you're in an uncomfortable place, that's where growth happens. That's where growth happens. When you're in that place where you're uncomfortable, it's cool to go to a job and sit there and know that that check is going to come at the end of the week if you do 40 hours, right? Get off the fence and go get it. Because when you do 60 hours, you might get a little bit more when you're doing it for yourself than you're doing it for someone else, right? So when one thing that I had learned, right, coming into this, being fresh into it, this was like 10 years ago, that it's a misconception that, you know, when you get your own business, you're going to work less. You're going to work 3 or 4 times harder than you did when you were working for somebody else, because everything is on your shoulders, right? You got to do the maintenance. You have to do the bills. You have to do, you know, the pay. Everything is falling on you. So just know that, you know, your shoulders, like Mac was saying, go to the gym, because you're gonna have to broaden up those shoulders, because everybody's looking at you, right? Everybody's looking at you. When something fails, they're looking at you. When something succeeds, they're looking at you, right? So you're the focal point. Get yourself together mentally, because this is a mental challenge, right? It's definitely going to be a challenge. I can't tell you how many nights, dude, I've sat here with tears in my eyes trying to figure this stuff out, right? But just know that at the end of the tunnel, there is a light. there's definitely a light. This industry isn't going anywhere. It's not doing anything but getting bigger. And there's more than enough grass for everybody. You can't cut every yard.
No doubt.
You can't cut every yard, dude. So it's going to be some of those ones where you're going to have to skip over, you know? You have to develop a zero tolerance when it comes to your business, because others aren't going to do that, right? They're going to look out for what's best for them. You're going to have those ones out here that's going to be cheap. They're going to say, hey, well, the last person did it for 20. My favorite line to them is call them back.
Yes, sir.
I can't do it. It has to make sense for me in my business, for me to be able to work, not for you, but with you. Because I work for myself. I don't work for anybody else. I work with individuals. So.
Yeah, I used to always say to my wife, I ain't got no boss. I just got a couple supervisors. Ain't nobody my boss out here except for God and my wife.
Sure,
but no, hey, before we let you go, because I want to get DG Landscaping in here, where can everyone find you, bro?
Man, Hawks Lawn Service LLC on Instagram, Jayhawk on Facebook. Dude, man, like I said, man, reach out to me. I saw a lot of people down there saying they're following me. I'm definitely going to follow back, dude. I want to continue to build the community. I greatly appreciate you guys for having me on. The time here was definitely a pleasure, man. I can't wait to link up with you guys here later on in the year, bro.
Yes, sir, man. Thanks for coming through, bro.
Appreciate
it. Shout out to my boy Hawks Lawn Service LLC. Make sure you go follow him on Instagram at Hawks_LawnService. Or Hawks_Lawn_Service_LLC. That's a bit much.
I know, but right?
Go follow my man, yo. Thank you for coming through, bro.
Sir, gotcha. Appreciate it, bro.
We gonna move on to the next person coming on to share some time with us. Said, bro, that was fire.
Yeah, man. We got the LBC does never disappoint, bro. They are always right on time with what everyone needs to hear, bruh. They're always motivated. They're never down, bruh. And anyone that has any type of uncertainty about themselves, man, they always, when they come in here, man, they leave better than what they were when they got here, bruh. So it's amazing, man. I love the community, man. Appreciate y'all. And thank you, Hawk, for jumping in, man, and spending some time with us. Where's our guy, DG?
Yeah. Still in here. Where he at? Where he at? Where he at? There he is. Let's see if we get him in here. Celebrate. Celebration. It's the beginning of mowing season.
What's going on?
Oh, he got all the he got the libations in the background. Cedric, this is your type of guy.
Hey, man, you gotta have a bad cave, bro.
You know, it's I got a selection. It's not a collection. Every bottle in here is ready to be opened to share with friends.
Okay. Hey, we might have to have a meetup at your crib, bro.
I'm just up the street, man. I'm up here in Canada.
Oh, okay. Hey, well, y'all boys gotta get your passports, all right?
I got mine.
I need a Wonder Bar. Y'all got the Come Wonder on. Bar up there in Canada.
Come on.
Yeah, I love that Wonder Bar.
Bro, Hawk, man, like, every time you'd say something else, I was like, oh, well, there goes another one of my points. Well, you know, and then I come up with another one. And then he's like, well, you know, and then this. And it's like, okay, bro, you're taking, like, all my... appreciate you. That was awesome. But yeah, no, the one thing I got that really boosted my business, man, I got fired.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Hold on, before you get into that, tell everybody your name, the name of your business, and what do you specialize in?
I'm David Goodnett at DG Landscaping in Brockville, Ontario, here in Canada. Specialize in, you know, laying stripes, man. That's what I love. I've been doing it since I was 13 years old. Took a break to play Army for about a decade. U.S. Army, you know, took a little break.
Well, thank you for
your service. When I was stationed up here, upstate New York, met a Canadian gal, got moved around a little bit. Then after my time in the Army, went back to Texas, where I'm from, found out real quick my family was nowhere near as cool as I remember them being. So we decided to move up here with my wife's family, and we've been up here almost 6 years and ain't no looking back now.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. So you was about to tell us your game changing moment.
Yeah. So I was doing, like a subcontract, except I was using their truck, their trailer, their mowers, their weed eaters. And what I'd do is I'd drive up an hour and a half, one day a week, cutting grass all dang day. I'd hire like two or three of my buddies, come up with me, $3,400 a month for 4 days of work. And I was like, hey, I'm happy. You know, I've got, you know, three or four private clients that I, you know, older people that I know, I'll take care of them. Well, I kept, you know, they kept telling me, because I'd go and do snow work for them, you know, drive their plows, and because the insurance price is ridiculous for a plow here. So he kept telling me, yeah, you know, the contract's yours. Everybody was super happy with you. They said the lawns never looked that good. You know, they want to keep you up. I'm like, all right, cool. So waiting, you know, talk to him over the winter. Yep, it's still yours. You got it. Well, so mid-April, because cutting season's supposed to start May 1st for the contracts, April 14th or 18th last year, I went up there, and I'm like, he's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I was going to go ahead and grab the equipment, grab the truck, trailer, make sure everything's nice and clean. He goes, oh, well, I sold the contract. I'm like, bro, how am I supposed to feed my family?
Right.
You know, he was like, well, you win some, you lose some. So panic mode set in, and I came home. I'm like, man, I don't know what I'm going to do. And I had tears in my eyes. And while I was writing a Facebook post introducing myself to my town, I, you know, just tears running down my face. Brother, I got 68 requests for quotes, and I signed up 67 of them suckers.
Nice.
And oh man, I fired three customers this last year, and the rest of them are happy. They want me to keep coming back.
That is amazing, bro. Yeah.
Bro. Man, great job. Great job there.
Is this your first time seeing the show?
Seeing your show? No. Yeah. No, I've been here before.
That's what I thought. So I just wanted to make sure, because
I said it in the comments. But me and Cedric, we were actually talking at Equip in the line to meet Brian Fullerton, and you came and you're like, "Well, I'm hungry. We need to go get something to eat." So then you took him away, and we were having a good conversation.
My bad. Everyone knows that once you get to know me, I get hangry, everyone knows like I got this raging tiger that's caged up inside, and anytime I get hungry, he's like ready to rip an arm off. So I had to come get my boy. I apologize, man.
No worries. So like my minimum on, you know, whenever I started last year was $35. I was that $20 guy, because that's about what $20 US is. It's like $35 up here. So as I kept getting everybody saying yes, I kept slowly increasing it just a little bit. I ended up getting up to a $65 minimum last year, and I started to get a little bit of pushback. My schedule was full. And I had this lady reach out to me. She was like, you know, I need my grass cut. And I was like, you know, instead of me just saying no on the phone that I can't take care of you. I went out there and I took a look at her property. She's got 3 acres or 2.5 that's cuttable. And I try to be around $100 an acre. Also, that'd be $250. So I said $350, you know, just to try to get her to say no. And she says, when can you do it?
Yeah, man.
Hey, that just happened to me recently.
That's awesome.
I was doing this one property. I didn't want to do it anymore. So I raised the price 50%. They took it, man. I was like, I ain't gonna lie. Now I'm gonna be happy when I do the yard. I'm not gonna be mad at this one anymore. Yeah. It's like over $400 and it only takes us about an hour and 20 minutes to do it. But it's a little bit dangerous in some spots. So, but at least now I'll be happy doing it. Next year I'm going to raise it.
Carry while you're mowing?
What's that?
Do you carry while you're mowing?
A gun?
No.
It's not that kind of dangerous. This is actually, this is a church. It's just got a hill. I don't need the strap for that. Right?
Okay. Yeah. Somebody posted in one of the friggin' Facebook pages, like, oh, let's see your setups for this type of pistol, you know. And somebody's like, oh man, I just switched over to these guys. It's like Equipment Defender, but for like handgun holsters. It's like, oh.
That's why I love the live show, because we never know what we're going to get. It's like a freestyle rapper. We just get to, we get to talk. You never know what someone is going to have the whole doggone bar of libations behind you. It looks like you're at an all-inclusive resort. I talked about one earlier, and that's what it looks like. Every bar looks like that at the all-inclusive resort.
Oh, man, not every bar looks like this, my brother. Let's see. Can you, let's see. Hey, turn this thing around. Oh, there we go.
This man cave. You got the good man cave, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good spot, man. Good spot to be able to chill.
I need to
get your TV, get your couch, get all that stuff. Yeah.
Hey, Google, turn on the hot tub lights.
Oh, you got a hot tub?
Yeah. And like I said, man, it is snowing right now. Like it's slushy crap, but. You know, I pulled out my cooler the other day because it was 60 degrees and it was beautiful, sunny, just great. And then we get this today.
Yeah,
it was 60 degrees yesterday and we're getting this today.
It ain't, it's like no matter, well, at least, I don't know, it seems like everybody's getting rain. No matter where they are, they're either getting rain or they're getting snow right now all over America.
Well, right. You saw Sean Spencer. He's got his gravel all over the road. I just got done watching one of his videos. He's got gravel all over the road, and he's got I think he said it was about 120 yard mulch job to do.
Because, well, I mean, if, here in Pittsburgh right now, they were showing a picture of the point. If anyone's not aware what the point is, it's where the two rivers turn into one river. I'm not sure. I think they turn into the Ohio River, the Allegheny,
they do. And
the
Mahoney. Allegheny, Monongahela turns into the Ohio River.
Turns into the Ohio River. The point is right there. That's where the two stadiums are, the Pittsburgh Pirate Stadium and the Steelers Stadium. They're right down there next to the river. And where the two rivers meet and turn into one is called the point. And there's this giant fountain that shoots up and people take pictures. It's like a landmark here in Pittsburgh. And it's underwater right now because it's been doing nothing but raining nonstop for the last 4 days. And
that's crazy.
Seem like anything's in sight, but we got people getting 8-inch snowstorms last night, and you got snow up there in Canada. So
yeah,
I'd much rather have rain.
We didn't get very much snow this season. So like all so the St. Lawrence River, I'm just, you know, on the other side of the river from New York. I can be in New York State in 25 minutes.
Oh, okay.
So one of the properties I take care of, I drive all my stuff out to a marina, and then I get onto a boat with my equipment, and they take me to this island, and I just cut around. It's about 4-ish acres, but the house is gargantuous. But they're worried that they won't be able to get the equipment over in the boat because the water's too low.
Wow. Wow.
Well, so, let me ask you this: since you just paid off your mower, how did that make you feel to get that mower paid off?
Oh man! Well, the only thing I have in my business now that's debt, you know, that I've got in debt is my dump trailer, and it makes me more money than what I pay for it. My mower always did too, but it's just one less thing to have to worry about in the wintertime, you know, or when things are a little bit tight. Yeah, we listen to Dave Ramsey. We'd love to be the you know, debt-free lifestyle. It's just really hard as you know, being a new Canadian. You know, you don't have any credit. Nobody wants to do anything for you, and they don't help. They don't, you know, the government's not, you know, up here trying to, you know, get me a bunch of money as a refugee or a newcomer to Canada or anything like that. So, it, you know, we were broke when we moved here. We'll be broke for a little while, you know, but. We're slowly getting all of our stuff paid off, you know. So it felt like there were two hands on my throat, but now there's only one. So.
Well, I think we all can relate with that, man. But I just wanted to have you on to congratulate you on getting that mower paid off, because just like you said, that's my main thing for why I try to get one big thing that if I'm going to get a mower, I try and like pay that off in the year, because. Just like you said, the winter, man, having those payments in the winter when you're not making any money with the lawnmower itself, it can be tough on you. So I'm super happy for you, bro.
I appreciate that, man. And, when you know, when you were finishing up with the other gentleman there, you asked him what's his one tip, and I got one that nobody in here necessarily needs to hear, but you know, it's a good one. It's the other people that are out in your town that are cutting grass are not your enemy. You know, make friends with these guys. You know, I can't cut all the grass in Brockville, Ontario, just like, you know, Mac, you can't cut all the grass in Pittsburgh. So why not make some friendships and then, you know, communicate with each other? And if we can all sit here and talk to each other, then we can raise the industry up to what it needs to be. I was just listening to the link Facebook call with Brian Fullerton earlier. And he was talking about this lady, you know, giving him a fit over I think it was a 5% raise in her grass cutting thing, and her, you know, in her monthly bill. And somebody else typed in, well, you know, we let Target do it. We let, you know, these big box stores do it to us. What's different about us? It's, we're not on a united front about it. You know, we still got those guys coming in behind us. Yeah, $20, I'll cut your grass. Yep. Yeah, we all just need to talk to each other, man. None of us are out here to, you know, be enemies of other grass cutters.
I love it, because, and that's the exact reason why, after I got invited to the first meetup that I was invited to one here in Pittsburgh with six people. I talk about it every now and then, but then that was right after Equip Expo, so it gave me the feeling of getting around some people who felt the way that I felt, even though it was only six of us.
Yeah.
But the next month, that was when I did my first ever meetup that I just hosted myself, and like 25 people came, and I made it a point that day, Cedric was there, to stand up and tell everyone that was there that day. There was 25 people there, and I was just like, look, I'm charging $50. At the time, I think everyone was charging somewhere around $30 to $40. And I'm like, look, I'm charging $50. And everybody, and I was like, we're not in competition with each other. Like, we should be family. We should be collaborating with one another.
Yeah.
So I like that you said that, because our community, from the outside looking in, like the people who are from other states, right? We get to talk on here, and there is no competition. So we share secrets with one another, because I know that you're up in Ontario. I'm here in Pittsburgh. You can't come down here and cut the yards that I cut with the information that I give you.
Right.
But the dude that cuts yards two houses down from me, he can. And I'm like, just like Hawk said, just like you said, just like Vic from Quick Cuts used to say on YouTube, I can't cut all this grass by myself. I have what I want already. Told them that. I have 95 yards at the time, or something like that it was. I don't even want any more. So like, I don't need to be a hater or try to undercut you. So you shouldn't undercut yourself.
Right.
The only way you can know that stuff is if we are talking to one another, if we're creating those relationships, those friendships, those brother or sisterhoods, and then we're keeping up with one another. Because again, just like I said, we want to celebrate your win. We want to celebrate Lawn Vibes win. If we're sharing each other information with one another, we all get to win together, right? Then when we come to Equip Expo, me and you will be down there like, yeah, bro, I raised my price to $73 this month. And we could be, and it'll be dope. Like, you know, so that's my thought. So I'm happy that you said that.
Yeah, bro. Man, you'll be coming to get me out of line somewhere because you're hangry.
You're right. We're going to go get something from those terrible food trucks. We need some better.
Oh, man, that barbecue, that second barbecue place, man. I went there like four times, okay? That stuff was fire. I loved it.
Yes, for sure. Gaffieri's Smokehouse. You ever go there?
No.
Highly recommended. That's where the first meetup was, right, Sid?
Yeah, at Equip Expo.
Yeah, no doubt. But hey, we got to get ready to close the show. Where can everyone find you at, brother?
Right here, man. This is the only official business page. Well, you know, this and the Facebook one that's attached to it. DG Landscaping 613. DG _ Landscaping 613.
Man, you will be tagged in the video here, so it'll be on your page too, bro. We appreciate you coming through. Sid, you got anything?
No, man. I just want to say, great job by you. You were put in a tough situation where you had lost your income, right? And you had two choices, man. You could have either just sat and cried in a ball and with your back up against the wall and blame somebody else for the situation that you were in, or what you did was took initiative and put yourself out there, letting people know, hey, I'm here. I do this type of work. I'm accepting new clients, and you were rewarded for it. So I think if people can look at it and understand that if you don't quit, you actually fight for what you are and for what you want to be, you have every opportunity in this industry to be successful. So that's what I just want to say, man. Great job by you.
Appreciate you, brother.
No doubt. All right, bro. It's good talking to you. We will see you again soon. Shout out DG Landscaping 613. Go give him a follow. Thanks for sharing your story, homie.
Thank you.
Peace. Wow, this has been fun. I hope you guys have had fun down here in the LBC. I know I have. I hope Cedric has as well. If you have got some value from today's show, do us a big favor and leave that 5-star review, because in a second here, my boy says he's going to hit you with these closing pleasantries. But we could use some more reviews so that the live show and other podcasts that we do can get out to more ears, and we can help as many people as we possibly can and share these victories with one another. So because when you win, I win. When I win, you win. When Cedric wins, we all win. Let's win together. Go ahead, Sid. Knock them out.
Yeah, man. We definitely appreciate you all tuning into this week's episode of the Lawn Care Power Moves live show right here on Instagram on what seems to be one of the most popular social media platforms, besides obviously your YouTubes and your Facebooks, et cetera. But this is where you can find us, like I said, each and every Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern. You can follow my brother up here at Mac_landscaping412, and you can follow me at Still Cuts the Best. Make sure you go ahead and hit the links on the show description. If you are listening on the podcast, if you're here on Instagram, man, make sure you check out the links on each one of our profiles so you can get some information about not only how to follow us and keep in contact with what content we are currently dropping, but also, man, save yourself a little bit of money on the services that we recommend here on the show. Whether you be looking for a CRM or if you need a little bit of help with your route density. So, hit Cornell's links if you're trying to get a nice deal and set up on a trowel with a jobber. They're one of the great CRMs that are out there for those on our level in the industry. And if you need some help with your route density, man, head over to my links and check out my service area where you can get a special deal over there as well. So make sure to check out those links, man. If y'all got any questions about jobber or you got questions about my service area, please reach out to each one of us, whoever it needs to be, and we'll definitely put you in the right direction, man. Be able to answer those questions for you, let you know how each of those services have been working out successfully for us, man. So we definitely appreciate you all again for doing that, man. And like my brother said, if you haven't already, please leave us a 5-star review. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or if you're listening on Spotify, you should be able to do the same. If you are listening on another third-party application for your podcast, thank you for listening. If you leave a review there, man, please go ahead and do so. We love to be reading your reviews right here live on the show and the podcast. If you are listening on a podcast, man, make sure you catch us this upcoming evening, because it'll be releasing on the Wednesday morning. Catch us this evening, like I said, 9 p.m. Eastern for Lawn Care Power Moves live show right here on Instagram. But y'all know what it is, man. Y'all know what time it is. Open your mind, ready your heart. It's now time for Lawn Care Power Move of the show.
The Lawn Care Power Move of the show. I got inspired by how much it rained this week, and it's going to continue to rain for the rest of the week here, and we won't be getting to our first week of mowing until next week. But that's okay, because the Lawn Care Power Move of the show is for you to remember this. In life, there will always be rain, sometimes even pain. But it's through the pain and that rain that your growth and your gain happens. So don't worry about the rain, because just like my boy Eric Thomas said, you need rain in order to grow. You need pain in order to grow. Nothing happens that's good in life without a little bit of sacrifice. So I don't know how I just rhymed that like that. That was on accident. But that is,
I thought you were on a Dr. Seuss tip real quick or something.
Nah, that was some good advice for you right there, man. Remember that in life there will always be rain and sometimes pain, but through that rain and that pain comes your growth and your gain. So just take it, man. Just take it. It is okay. It will be okay. All rain comes to an end at some time, and then the sunlight comes out. So 2024 is going to be great for the mowing season, even if it started out with a torrential downpour and a monsoon. It's all right, because we will be mowing soon. Let's go. As always, we love you. We appreciate you. We wish you nothing but success. And we out. Peace. Now, as soon as this rain is over, all right, because right now I got to give Mother Nature a pass. But you can't, because you got to go out and kick some ass. Kick some ass, kick some ass. It don't matter what Mother Nature does. She can't make it rain forever. At least I hope not. But I know one thing. You got to go out and kick some ass. Not just for you, but for your family, for God, for the world. You got to inspire people. And it starts with you going out there and kicking ass. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Cedric, now we out.
Peace. See y'all next week. Yeah. I'ma put it down, hold it down, tilt my crown, hit the bass, let it pound, dog. I don't play around, dog. Run it up, run it up, run it up. All of these blessings, I pray them up. Falling like showers, they flooding up. I'm on the up and up, rising your sinners up, Lord. Blessing, I'm favored up. I need it all, ain't no giving up. City is dying, let's raise it up. Raise up the stakes, raise up our kids, raise the community up and get lit. It's not where you from, it's about how you fit. It's wherever you at. Put that on my wife, put that on my kids. It is what it is, the life that I chose. Take a chance on my own without the grace of my love. That's not the route I should go. I went from losing it all and being dead ass broke to putting trust in my faith and giving all in these songs. Just take a look at your life and wonder, could it be worse? We in the midst of a war, these casualties can't rehearse. Before you head to that hearse, make sure you're giving your all. Anybody got a problem with the mood you be making, keep it moving, then just brush them off. Cause we're